Yeah, out here.
We out here, dude.
See this?
What's up?
See this? Go get it.
Keep talking, dude. Hold on, I'm trying to get these levels right.
All
right.
Are they? Is it right?
Huh?
Levels.
Levels.
Are they right?
Are they right? Talk.
I am.
You are.
But is it right?
Talk.
Okay. I am.
It is now. Oh, we're in it. Oops, sorry, I burped. No, I'm kidding.
You been keeping up with any of that Batman shit?
The patties?
Yeah.
No, just the trailer. I saw the trailer. The trailer's fucking sick.
Oh, man. I've been keeping up with all the behind-the-scenes shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're kind of marketing this shit to where it looks like that Scarecrow's going to be in it. But, like, the Scarecrow...
Paul Dano, right?
No, that's Ridley.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Ridley.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why the whole no lies thing, because Riddler can't lie. That's why he tells the truth, but he tells them riddles, because he can't fucking lie.
Oh, is that his whole gig?
Kinda. I mean, he's been very good at riddles since the beginning. He's one of Batman's smartest villains. I used to underrate...
Well, yeah, that was one of the main reasons why I liked the show Gotham, man, because it showed, like, the life of, like, you know, previous, like, Riddler. I like the way they did the Riddler.
I mean, Riddler's all right in that, but I mean, I think the best...
I thought it was sick, dude.
The best that they've done any of the Batman Rogues Gallery in any fucking media is the Batman animated series. That shit is beyond good for all the villains.
Yeah.
They do everybody good in that shit. Yeah. My favorite villain is Scarecrow. But the way that they're, like, showing that Scarecrow's going to be in it is that there's, like, a bunch of, like, propaganda on this drug that's, like, an eye drop drug. But, like, they're making it look like that the fear toxin basically is, like, a hallucinogenic that you eye drop. So I'm like, ooh.
Hey.
I'm hyped to see that.
Yeah, no, that'd be fucking sick.
Well, they said, I think, even if they don't use all of them, there's going to be, like, at least, like, 6 rogue galleries fucking people in here.
I'm fighting cats, dude. It's all good. We're casting. I'm fighting cats in the background. I'm sorry if there's some fucking...
Smacking my fucking...
You might have some discrepancies, bro, but I'm fighting lions back here, all right? Lionesses, my bad.
He's smacking them kitties.
I had to. They're fucking...
Disrespect.
They're after the equipment as we speak.
You're on they spot.
Yeah, I'm right. I'm in there fucking... I'm literally in the... What's it called? The... No. There's like a... It's like a...
Their ecosystem?
Like a wolf pack. Like, they go back to their fucking...
Their wolf's den?
A den, yeah. Wolf's den. Something... Some shit like that. It's not exactly...
Like kitten den. Like, she's getting in her apartment.
No, like, you seen The Gray?
Yeah.
Like, when he gets there, he's like, fuck, we're right in the thing.
That movie's whack.
It's a good movie.
Whack.
I mean, no, that's stupid. He's like, we're going to fight them with tiny liquor bottles.
I mean, like, at least you should have showed us the one wolf fight at the end, bro. Like,
yeah, they should have gave us that. Instead, they were like, I mean, you get it. They killed each other.
Fuck you. No, straight up.
It was probably supposed to be one of those dumb, stupid metaphors about man and nature.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was like 9. I just wanted to see a man fight a wolf.
Yeah.
I was too young to...
You're like, dude, he's going to take this wolf out? No. Fucking sick. I don't even think they killed one other wolf besides that.
No.
The whole time.
No.
Those wolves fucking ate them fools up, but I don't think it would have really happened like that. That was way too dramatic, I think.
Nah, wolves are like that.
You think
wolves
so?
Wolves are fucked up.
Yeah?
I've read on wolves. Wolves are fucked up.
What kind of wolves specifically?
Bring it in.
I'm going to Joe Rogan on you right now.
I'm not very specific with the names. I really need Tyler.
That's fucking cool, man. You ever did DMT?
You ever done DMT? Bro.
Bro.
Just always.
It's fucking crazy.
But wolves are like that. They will stalk you and haunt you and fucking fuck with you. And they What's run that? In packs. Like,
I wouldn't fuck with no wolves, bro.
Yeah, me neither, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't fuck with animals, though.
Well, all right. Anyway, introduce yourself. We got the boy here. The boy, Seth.
I mean, it's been 5 minutes, basically.
Yeah, I know. Talking. But you're
if
in it.
Not introduced.
You were in for a little bit on that episode, the last episode with Antoine, I think. Yeah, you came in on that one for a little bit, but yeah, now we're here. We got the boy on. Yep, hit that pipe. Smoke that fucking dope, dude. Give me some of that.
You looked up.
Is this good dope?
Yep.
All right, cool, man. Don't give me no bunk dope, bro. Only good dope.
You looked up the cast for the second Doctor Strange?
No, dude, but I'm hyped for it.
Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Ryan Reynolds are in the cast.
Ryan Reynolds?
For Doctor Strange 2.
What's Ryan Reynolds doing?
Right?
Oh, you don't have any leads on that?
No, not yet. But, I mean, of course it's Deadpool.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds. I'm so stupid.
What the fuck did you think?
I don't know, dude. I bleaked out in my head and I thought you said Ryan Gosling.
Hold on.
But, dude, that'd be sick.
Let me stop glitching. This is official. This ain't bullshit. Look, this is the cast for Multiverse of Madness.
Yep, we got the ones over there. Tobey's, Andries. Dude, Loki. I'm so hyped about...
And Loki.
And Loki's. I'm so hyped about that because, dude... Andrew needs redemption. Yeah. And Tobey's, that's just fucking paying homage.
Yeah. This is great.
Yeah, it's going to be sick. I heard there's even like a chance there's going to be like more appearances from Tony.
Yeah, but I really hope that they don't. A lot of people are saying that even John Krasnick or whatever is going to come for an old, a different multiverse cap. People are saying that Tom Cruise will come for a different multiverse Iron Man because originally they were supposed to get him. And it's like, I don't care. Don't do that.
People are saying, Chris Evans has already expressed how he's wanted to come back.
This is for the Far From Home sequel. You got Electro.
That's pretty sick, dude. That's so sick. Jamie Foxx is coming back.
He was my least favorite part about those movies.
But I liked him, dude.
But I mean,
I thought he was sick. He had potential.
Cool to bring it in.
He had potential. See, I always like
look. Make him blue.
I always look to the future of that shit because I always feel like it's a setup for another thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but.
I hate when
they were looking too far in the future for that sequel.
But I mean, but I don't know about you. I don't know how you feel about this, but I hate when they have like an origin of an enemy in one movie and then they kill him off in the same movie.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's just wasted time. Don't give him the fucking plot and fucking screen time if you're just going to kill him off.
But you could even lead him into the next movie and kill him off halfway and lead into another bigger enemy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine.
I feel like that's how to do it. But I don't know, you know. It's all substance, I guess.
Yeah, but it's retarded. I understand that. It's retarded when they kill off a good enemy that they just established so well within the first movie for no reason.
I think nowadays the establishment is taken for granted for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they already said that the next Thor movie is going to be as big as both the last Avengers movies, and it's like, well then, is every fucking Marvel movie moving forward just going to be...
Is it always going to be epic?
Yeah, it's like, you know... Sometimes it's got to slow down.
See, that's the problem. See, that's why I like DC, because I feel like they're doing things different, you know?
Well, I love them both, but why I'm hyped ultimately with DC is that they don't care about a certain one track.
Well, yeah, no. Story. No, yeah, and ultimately...
Like, we're just going to make what we're going to make.
Well, because ultimately now the thing being held above each station, you know what I mean, of Marvel and DC... The big thing now is it's just universes, you know. You can do whatever the fuck now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they've already brought together everybody that they can bring together.
So now it's like, what can they do in budget that stays relative and cool?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's mainly what I feel like Marvel's doing. But I'm DC to the core. I just love the darkness.
Because I mean, everyone even says, "Oh, when X-Men comes in, it's going to be hype." And I'm like, "Yeah, it's going to be hype, but everyone's not going to be as hyped on it."
But it's not going to be the same for sure. Ago. But we also grew up with that, so think about the kids growing up now.
Well, I mean,
no, but dude, like imagine the kids now, dude. Right? That grew up of only known like Avengers, dude. Seeing Wolverine come in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, dude, they're going to fucking shit in their pants, bro. It's going to be like,
well, it's like
Revenge of the Sith status almost.
If this would have been 6 years ago, people would have been more excited because now it's like we've seen so many team-ups over the years and so many different superheroes crossing into other shit. Well, that it's more expected now.
Well, that, yeah.
Like, people are going to be hyped because it's X-Men and it's new and they're new cast,
so now,
new stories. But
so now it's kind of like almost just about how, like, calculation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not about, oh, the X-Men are just here now and be starstruck.
Yeah.
Now they have to work it into where it's going to be an epic story.
And it has to be, dude. It has to fall in line.
Yeah,
you know?
It can't just be, oh, the X-Men have been here doing their own shit. But
and you know they're going to throw in like a couple side characters that have to do with it that, you know, we haven't seen in a while or they're just not too big.
Well,
because
it's like, even if they were to say X-Men have always been here and they've always been dealing with shit, it's going to be like, well, how come their shit isn't as big and epic as Avengers shit? How come if the X-Men have been here this whole time?
I am so fucking Snyder. I'm so hyped for fucking Zack Snyder Justice League, bro. It's going to be insane.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
Leto's is coming in, dude. He's going to be darker and crazier. I don't feel like
it's going to be much different.
Dude, dude. Get off my neck with that, bro. It's going to be so sick.
It's just going to be...
I'm tired of everybody hating on him.
I'm not hating him, but I just feel like it's just going to be more...
Bro, mad potential. The same. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of hearing the hatred.
The only thing I'm really excited about is we might get a Green Lantern, and we will see more.
Yo, dude, I swear, and if it's Ryan Reynolds, bro.
I don't want it to be Ryan
Reynolds. Well, I mean, just to close it off, like, they probably might kill him off or something. That'd be cool.
I just want fucking...
But, I mean, dude, if they did it in style and killed him off, that'd be kind of sick.
But why?
But, like, in a sacrifice version, then you see the ring go to, like, the next dude, like, who's actually going to front run the role.
But why?
but it would just close out the bullshit. It's just sick, dude. It's just
a waste of time.
Nah, dude, it's sick.
It's stupid.
It's sick, dude.
That's like fucking having Toby come into the fucking new Spider-Verse and just having him die. Why? Oh, because it was just sick, right, and it pays homage
So now that you bring that up, ask me this. Do you really think we're going to see Toby for more than one movie?
Yeah.
Or Andrews for more than one movie?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like, consistently?
Yeah, because if you think about it, who else does fucking Sony own that Marvel wants this bad?
Oh, dude, I mean, and dude, Hardy's is coming in too.
Yeah, so I mean, dude, I can Venom see too? Sony. Or, they've already said that they might continue on Toby's and Andrew's shit at the same time.
And dude, like if Hardy's goes in, which is already going, it's already happening as we speak. You know what I mean? It's official. But that also means that Woody Harrelson's Carnage is motherfucking in the shiz.
Well, a lot of people are saying that Morbius was more connected to the Raimiverse.
Yeah.
And that fucking Tom Hardy's is more connected to fucking Andrews and not Tom's. But because of what's going to happen, it's going to bring it all together.
The fucking Multiverse of Madness is going to fuck everything up, huh?
Yeah.
It's going to be it's going to be like Barry Allen in the C-dubs.
WandaVision is going to fuck everything up.
Yeah, that too.
And Multiverse is going to bring it all back to one. That's at least what I'm thinking. I'm hyped for Shang-Chi, bro. You heard shit on Shang-Chi? It's going to be a fighting competition.
Like Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, but with the Marvel fucking Kung Fu fighter Shang-Chi, we're probably going to see a bunch of mutants. We're probably going to see a bunch of, like, other kids. We could see Elektra. We could see, like, a Daredevil. We could see Blade. We could see Moon Knight. We could see Wolf by Night. Because it's going to be a fighting competition.
It might actually be some crazy shit.
Wolverine could show up.
Because I don't know shit about Shang-Chi. Like, and to me, like, it doesn't seem like... Yeah, I'm not as well versed in the comics, but it doesn't seem like a big spectacle.
It's gonna be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's technically just Iron Man 4 in the MCU because it's continuing the Ten Rings and the Mandarin shit.
But there probably won't be a sequel, right?
There will be.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, what's up? We got the boy Tyler. Anyway, but it probably won't be like...
Shang-Chi will most likely get a sequel because he's going to be in New Avengers. Like,
but what
Shang-Chi is going to be bad. He's just a master of Kung Fu. He's like the best.
I've never seen him in nothing. Is he more New Age?
No, he's old.
Really?
He's like 70s.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
No shit.
Yeah, he is
old. Fact check that first comic he came out of. Jamie, please. What's up, Tyler?
Shang-Chi.
We got what, Tyler? You're on the cast now, bitch. You walked into it. What's up?
Talking about Shang-Chi?
Yeah.
We're talking about all kinds of shit.
Yeah, I was right. I was
getting confused with Richard Dragon.
No, I was right. Master of Kung Fu was a comic book title published from Marvel Comics from 1974 to 1978. See, I told you. It came out in 1974, and it ended in 1983. So I told you. He was a 70s comic book character.
That's wild.
Shang-Chi, the master of Kung Fu.
See, I don't know that. I didn't know enough. I don't know enough about Marvel.
They ain't all loaded up, but I have some Shang-Chi comics. I've always liked Shang-Chi.
Come here.
This is going to be sick. Fing Fang Foom, the dragon's going to be in it. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, you're hyped about it?
Yeah, I'm hyped.
All right, I guess I'll be hyped about it.
It's going to be just... We're going to see... So we could see Elektra, Wolverine, Alpha Red. We could see so much fucking characters come up in fucking this fighting competition. They can introduce so much. It'll be so good. I'm really hyped only about the new Spider-Man movie, Shang-Chi, Doctor Strange, and the new Batman movie.
New Those Spawn too, things. Bro.
I mean, Spawn is,
it's happening.
I'm hyped on it, but I don't think it's going to be good.
No?
No.
Why not?
It's just too little, too late.
You think so?
They've been talking about it for, like, what, 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah, that's true.
And it's like, this is the same thing that happened with the Gambit movie that was supposed to have Channing Tatum.
I think that would still be sick, dude.
It's not happening, though.
Yeah, well, he's kind of old now, too.
Yeah, I mean, they waited like 8 years and they kept pushing it.
I think he's 40s, dude. What? How old is Channing Tatum?
Man, oh my God, I gotta Google how
just
old.
Stay on, just Tatum keep Google now. On deck right now, dude.
Like, I'm already on Google. How old is Channing Tatum?
Give me that.
I wonder if Tyler's right. With
would you say 38?
Oh, you were two. Well, yeah, like
36.
No, he's 40.
What? Yeah, dude, he's too old now.
He can still be Gambit. Dude, I hate when people say that. Nigga looks the same as he did like 10 years ago.
Dude, they should do like Dave Franco.
Like, they did the same thing though with Simon Pegg.
Dave Franco would be cool.
What?
I think Gambit? Dave Franco would enjoy it though.
Yeah, I don't think he would like to be Gambit either.
Tyler, get in on this. Pop a squat. You ain't got no chair, huh?
I got this chair.
I got this chair.
Pop a squat, Tyler. We got the boy Tyler on the cats now, too.
He's been beating the shit out of my cats.
Yeah?
You.
No. I ain't been beating them.
Azula, come here, baby.
They're attacking the equipment. I got to protect the equipment.
Good babies. Good babies.
Tyler, I'm getting far on Naruto.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's getting good.
Man.
It's getting real.
Man.
I remember the first time I ever walked into Shibuya.
Heartbreaking.
Sasuke just fucking... got done fighting fucking Kakashi.
The first one
that Naruto came in and saved Sakura and shit. Good shit. Good shit.
Yeah, didn't that shit piss you off with Sakura, dude?
I fucking hate Sakura, dude. Sakura sucks nuts, dude.
I don't hate her, man, but she does shit that pisses me off.
I mean,
off.
She's cool, bro, but she sucks, dude.
I feel like she's written bad more than half the time.
Yes. Yeah, they fucked, like, they did, her character arc sucks, dude.
So it's like 10-10.
I mean, they didn't even give 10-10 a chance.
Yo, 10-10 is raw, dude.
10-10's one of my
She'd be slinging them weapons out them scrolls, dude. Leave 10-10 alone.
She's my favorite, but they write her so bad.
I know they do. That's Kishimoto's fart.
No, Kishimoto even said 10-10's his favorite female character he's made.
Really?
Yeah, it's his favorite design-wise.
She's fucking sick, dude.
He just
slinging, like, thousands of weapons out of a scroll.
Cutting room floor. They were like, nah, we gotta get rid of him. Poor 10-10.
Poor 10-10, dude.
I guess the editor had a lot of say on it. You know, y'all like, I'm going to focus on this, get back to Sasuke and Naruto.
Yeah.
So they just really, like, shoehorned some stuff to the back.
Well, I just saw a recent thing, too, where he did, like, an interview, and he said he used to spend, like, 19 hours a day working on Shippuden.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. The Jump people, man, they run them dry. Like, on Bleach, One Piece.
Shonen Jump.
Yeah, all the people who run that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, they give them 1 week to do those manga.
No but, shit.
Yeah, like the first volume.
Damn, how do you fucking, how do you take 1 week and make that good quality?
19 hours a day.
I mean, dude, like you got to be you got to be drugged up for sure, right?
Yeah, well, if you ever saw the Bleach manga, like he always had the best drawing, right?
Yeah.
And through the years, you'd see he really, like, doesn't care anymore, like, or he can't fit it in the time. He used to have so much detailed background, and now you'll see one of his characters with an all-white background. Just, like, he's not putting detail in anymore.
Yeah.
I don't blame him at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I know everybody's got their differences about Boruto, but I'm actually kind of hyped for it.
You know, I was watching Boruto, and it hit that point with the Seven Swords of the Mist, you know, came into it.
Oh, yeah.
And man,
Sabuza and all that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they just had like some kids will, you know.
Oh, okay.
I was just all like, this is not hype or nothing.
This is not the way to go.
This is stupid.
Say no Naruto.
Yeah, I was all hyped because they never really showed all seven swords. Like, we knew what all seven could do pretty much, but they only really showed two or three of them.
Yeah.
That's why I was kind of hyped they were going to be showing more and lasted for like two episodes, you know. They didn't really do nothing.
What upsets me the most is just with Boruto is that it's come to the point where, like we were talking about the other day, the two strongest shinobi in all of the shinobi world that can end the shinobi world come from the Hidden Leaf Village, and that the only enemies that they can fight now that are strong enough for them are from fucking outer space and they're technically
gods.
Yeah, so it's so stupid. They were ninjas. Nigga.
It's the family of Kaguya.
They were ninjas, and now they're
well. It's fighting. I mean, gods. It's getting to that point though. In a show at some point you have to get to an O penis.
No, you don't. You really don't.
That's, I mean, where are the enemies going to come from, though?
Then quit your fucking show.
But what about Dragon Ball?
Look at how many shows have gone off one season or two seasons and did fine.
But what about Dragon Ball? They keep doing that.
Yeah, what about Dragon Ball?
They keep doing that. OP. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
You were hyping the shit out of Super.
I was hyping some of Super. I was hyping Broly.
You were a big... All right.
I was hyping Broly.
You do love Broly. Yeah. Ever since you were little, you love Broly.
Exactly.
My bad.
I was like, yo.
I ain't going to hate on you. You love Broly.
I was like, it's good.
You love Broly, I give you that.
But it's just like, you don't have to reach that level of OP.
That's why I felt like, I don't want to get too far into the Dragon Ball thing.
That's why they're going to kill off Naruto and Sasuke then.
Yeah.
Like, it's already been, like, said and shit, but the fucking main villain's going to be, like, has a new type of curse mark or some shit that, like, makes them, it's like a curse mark from the aliens or some shit.
We'll see the shit that...
And it's like... And that's the same shit that Boruto has, I guess.
Yes.
You go up his eye.
Yeah, the shit that I've been seeing, too, is they're almost leaning towards Naruto might be like the Darth Vader of this shit. He might fucking end up being bad. Or Boruto. He might end up going down a Sasuke path.
Yeah, I mean, they keep showing that with him.
Yeah.
But he's more like Kakashi than
But it's leaning there, dude.
I don't see him as Kakashi.
Chakra based.
Nobody's Kakashi, boy.
I'm not talking about like how he is like looking at or some shit or how he's skill wise. I'm talking about his chakra natures and like how he's starting to look. He has the scar over his eye. He has the sword. He's starting to have the cape thing going. Like Kakashi had that. You know, he has the scar over his eye. He has his fucking sword. Yeah, not much anymore.
Did they give him? I know he has air.
He has air and he has lightning.
All right, because I remember in that one movie,
but he's got the Jugen.
He had that fucking that ninja tool that let him do all five natures.
Yeah.
So then I was all like, man, does he have that nature, or do you use the ninja tool when he uses it?
I don't know, dog. I don't keep up with that shit. But it's just like. I love Naruto, and I fucking hate Naruto. I love Dragon Ball Z, but I also hate fucking Dragon Ball Z. It's like, they should never get to this point
where everything is
just overpowering.
That's how it always is, though, man.
With those shows that have such a big fan base.
Like, most of the shows that only have, like, a season, that's why they're so good. Because they got it while it was good.
They told their story.
Yeah, they got it while it was good. They didn't stretch it out.
Yeah.
Like, most things that fucking stretch out, they don't end well.
Like, dude, I still love
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood's the best animation I've watched.
Hey, that is one of the best, though.
I need to watch that shit, dude.
All five seasons of Brotherhood.
We used to watch that shit.
Solid.
We used to watch the original shit back in the day on Adult Swim. You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to, too, and that's the reason I jumped into Brotherhood. And yeah, man, it's fucking fantastic.
So what's Brotherhood about?
It's just, pretty much just like when they were doing Alchemy, you know, the old one, they went faster than the manga. So they pretty much started riding their own filler and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It kind of took it in a whole nother direction. Like, they got different sins. They got, like, a whole different, like, character from the first episode that they didn't plan on keeping. So in the old thing, they have this, I think her name's, like, Rose.
Yeah.
She goes through the whole series, even though she's only in, like, the first couple episodes of Brotherhood, you know?
Hell yeah, that's what's up.
And it's just, like, that series, you know, when Brotherhood wrapped up, they couldn't wrap up like that. So it kind of went to some bullshit levels, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of back. But on Brotherhood, it was, like, straightforward. Knew exactly what they wanted here to end. Like, there was no filler in it or nothing. It was just straight five seasons.
God, I fucking hate filler, dude.
Nah, dude. Fucking Brotherhood is basically, like, the original, but it's cut. It's what it was supposed to be. It's revisions to how it was supposed to be. And, like, how he said, no filler, no bullshit. Every episode, straight fucking goodness, dude. Like, Brotherhood, I remember watching it, and that was such a good anime.
Bro, Shippuden kills me with filler.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Naruto has some of the worst filler, though.
I've never seen all the filler, man.
I skip past it. Because it'll go to, like, flashbacks of them being little kids, and, like, I have no, I don't need to watch this at all. I have no interest.
You're like, I've been here.
I know what I get it. The general gist. Him and Sasuke, yeah, cool. Other shit, fine, whatever. I'll figure it out later. Yeah, like
I just want to get here.
Like, dude, I've already been spoiled enough by Instagram. I'm like, I just want to fucking see it. Like, you know what I mean? And then And they drag so much out. And I know the fucking Ninja War. Dude, the Ninja War only takes 2 days, but it's 217 episodes. It's like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
But so I know, like, I know it's great things, though.
That's why I want to finish Naruto, but it's like where I'm at in Naruto. Yeah. It's already took like 20 episodes. No, dude, like
that part with Guren, it's hard. It's hard to get through, bro. It really is. But you just got to do it.
Like, dude, honestly.
After you get through it, bro, it's fine.
The best arc in Naruto I've ever seen is that Zabuza arc. Because I've watched that arc.
The first season's the best.
I watched that arc all the way through, not stopping.
No, I can't say that, man. The fucking Chunin games were the shit.
I mean, yeah, the Chunin exams were pretty fucking
exams, my bad, yeah.
Yeah. But I just love that Zabuza arc. Oh, yeah. It's too fucking good.
No, yeah, dude, to start the show off, and super progressive with the fucking trans enemy.
Haku.
Yeah, dude, like, dude, that was back in, like, 2004, 2005. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was talking to Raven about that. I was like, dude, like you diss Naruto, but, like, this shit is super progressive.
Man, this shit is super ahead of its time,
like,
bro.
You don't even know, dude. This shit is super ahead. I'm
you know, like, made a Haku like that, though?
Hmm.
Looking in Japan, I guess, back at, you know, some, like, more depression, you know, type shit.
Yeah.
Fucking, there would be a little boys that pretty much grown men would, like, dress up as, like, girls and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Would service them for, like, money. That's how they ate and shit. I guess that's what Haku was based off of, like, fucking being an orphan alone in the snow and shit like that. And Zabuza found him.
Yeah, stripping for money, all that.
Yeah, so it's hinted at that.
Well, yeah, man. I think that was probably, like, more of the influence into, like, the trans thing. That's probably why it was more crazier and bigger and... the Asian community?
Yeah, well, it has been going on a long time.
Fuck yeah, dude, like way long.
But everywhere, though.
Like, even in Genghis Khan times.
Yeah.
But I don't know, we're not going to get into all that. We're going to get fucking hated on for bringing up that shit. Anyway. Other topics? We got about 3 minutes. We'll close this out and we'll hit another one. I'm going to hit the hour.
Did you hear about the fucking storage space on the PS5?
What's up with that?
It's like 600 and something gigabytes. It's whack as fuck.
What?
Yeah, it's like whack as fuck, bro. And you can't. Talking about? You can't get no external storage right now.
Really? What?
Yeah.
See, that's why I'm not buying the first system.
Yeah,
I never buy the first version.
Wait.
I always wait. Yeah.
Wait for.
I bought my PS4, bro. Not even a year ago.
Nah, bro.
Think about that.
I was looking into it.
How long has that shit been?
It's gonna be like 620 something gigabytes, maybe, of storage, and it's like. For the PS5?
Nah, dude.
And it's like, yo.
Fuck that. Ride your system out till, you know what I mean?
And it's like the new Spider-Man's probably going to take up half of that.
And see, it's good because by the time you get tired of your system and shit, you'll get that system and you'll have so many games to play.
I'm going to wait till them bitches cost $200. Like,
And see, my whole thing is like, all right. The digital one, right? The digital download one.
Fuck the digital.
Like, what's up with that? Is the system going to run better because it has less equipment?
I mean, you just...
Or is it coming with more storage? What's accompanying
the only
that
thing
loss?
With digital is that they
have to come with more memory.
They're trying to move away from disk.
But they would have to come with more memory. There's no way that... You know what I mean? Because they're... Think about it.
I mean,
the internals, they're fucking depleting a lot.
I mean, they
with
might
the ejector
have
disk
memory,
and everything, the thing to read
is,
the disk.
Is that they want to move away from disk.
Well, yeah.
They want to move away from everything that has to do with physical.
Well, no, I get that. And I totally see that happening in the future. Like, they're definitely moving that way. They have been for a while.
I fucking hate it.
But, like, you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Like, if they're depleting that part of the system, what are they doing to back that up and make it all run better?
Yeah, I mean, they'd probably put that to something else if they're not going to have, like, anything for the disk drive, you know?
Yeah.
It would go somewhere else to either storage.
Or is it like a thing where like maybe the storage one is better? Maybe the digital one is better because it doesn't. Maybe the PS5 that has the ejector is going to run shittier because the equipment that is running to make the PS5, better than the PS4, isn't taking up as much space and it's being able to run smoother. You know what I mean? Yeah. I have too many questions about it. That's why I'm not going to buy the first version. It's like, come on, if it's really going to be that good, there's going to be problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, definite.
I mean, it is the first gen. There's
like, with the PS4,
like four
there was
gems. Hell.
Dude, with the PS4, there was so many complaints the first year. Remember that shit?
Yeah. But
it
I
was
mean,
bad.
Look how many gens
it was doing
are
bad the first
the
year
PS4.
With games. Remember, it was coming out with shitty games.
Yeah, but it still is the best-selling console.
No, yeah, but before. But, like, the first year, dude, you, like, to get games and do things, like, there
was
mad. Yeah, shit was funny. God damn it, I fucked up. We lost all of that bit. Lost the whole PS5 bit, dude.
God damn it.
I know. I suck. I suck nuts. Taking the mouse button off of stop recording. Tyler. What's up, Tyler? What is Tyler up to these days, dude?
Fucking.
Sit down, dude.
Me and your brother been working on that Batman thing we've been thinking about.
You guys been working on that hard, huh? That Batman story?
Not as hard as we could be, but, you know, still enjoying ourselves. But that Robert Pattinson Batman that's coming out, you know?
Yeah.
With Riddler supposed to be the main fucking villain in that. I'm watching the old animated series.
So what, does that relate to your guys' thing at all?
No. Yeah, I mean, like, not
universe-wise.
But Batman-wise, yeah.
So what's going on with your guys' thing? You don't have to spoil it, but...
Well, on our thing right now, we're just, you know, still kind of the rough draft phases, depending on, like, which way we want to take it.
Yeah, but you guys have been steadily working on this for, like, a good minute, right?
Yeah, we've been world building, you know, like, time framing it.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that, because with this, it's a whole fucking...
Yeah, you know, you got to know what mobsters are in control at what time.
Almost, like, in this universe, like, down to, like, what kind of almost, like, building and company. Like, if that's a real thing in the universe, that's how deep it goes.
Yeah, you know, you got to, like, make it all make sense, you know?
Yeah.
Like... But one of my favorite Batman villains has always been Riddler. And I always felt like he's been done bad in the media, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I was bringing up that new Robert Pattinson Batman, because I'm digging how they're doing Riddler in that. I think this might be the first media adaptation of Riddler.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but I don't like Jim Carrey's Riddler.
Oh, I hate Jim Carrey's Riddler, Doug.
To me, that was just fucking Ace Ventura.
And that was over the top.
I mean, when you watch it, it's like Ace Ventura, or it's like him trying to be Joker.
No, you could find, a thing where Jim Carrey legitimately says.
They were both trying to be Joker. Yeah. Two-Face and Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
They both say, like, well, we kind of took more inspiration from Joker.
And weren't they beefing, like, the whole time?
They were trying to out-Joker each other, kind of. Like, it was weird.
That's what started the beef.
Yeah, it was just weird, man. They should have just played the characters they had.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't like it too much. I mean, I still appreciate the movie, but it is what it is, really.
Yeah, but like, Ridley's just always been kind of done bad in media. It's got him a real bad image, you know, from him in the comics.
Yeah.
I'm rewatching the Batman 90s series, you know, the animated series.
Yeah.
And, well, they introduced Riddler so good, the first episode with him, you know. It actually feels like his own character, like not a knockoff of Joker, like, feels like he's straight from the comics, you know?
Yeah.
And I kind of want to, like, get that again, you know?
Like, yeah, you want that that traditional core feeling of the character?
Yeah, like, even the first episode of the animated series, On Leather Wings, has a Man-Bat in it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah, hell yeah.
And I love Man-Bat and Batman.
Man-Bat's the shit, dude.
And then, you know, splicing and, you know, the whole thing. But in that first episode when they show him turning a Man-Bat, even for, like, a 90s, you know, kid series, I'm like, man, this is pretty, like,
pretty hardcore
right here. Like,
yeah.
I was all like, this is a cool transformation.
You know, yeah.
They did.
Yeah, it's one of the best fucking Batman things I've ever seen, man. Yeah. I love that 90s show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. I agree with Tyler all the way. Like, I've only seen bits and pieces here and there and shit, and we watched a good bit of it growing up. But fucking, that shit's so good. It's so fucking good.
Hell yeah. Playing Spider-Man right now, you're killing it.
We've made up a lot of shit, though, for our Batman shit. A good, like, couple seasons.
So what do you what do you guys like centering around? Is it like a big story building? Is there depth to it? Is it like more just horror? Okay. Like what's going on there? Is it thriller or is it like more
there's themes?
Is it
to
more
each
about
season? We have three seasons so far that
but finished. I'm saying what's the depth? Is it big on like character building or is it big on story?
The biggest depth is gonna be on Batman himself and like how he goes. We're gonna start year one. You know? We're gonna start like when he's a newbie.
Okay.
And
yeah.
We're gonna show him like get better. And, like, what he learned.
So, does that mean, like, he's coming from, like, a dark beginner place? And
yeah.
He's still kind of, he's still broken up and,
well,
like, you know what I mean?
The first villains we're trying to use, we're not trying to use, like, the more gimmicky villains. We're trying to use more of the mob bosses and serial killers.
Yeah, some more realistic shit.
Yeah,
more thriller, dark.
Yeah. You know, and, like,
shit, like
just really
that.
Show,
was
before.
Like, yeah, more serial killer shit.
Yeah.
More detective-like.
And, like, we want to show, like, when Batman comes back at Gotham, it's in, like, hell, you know? It's in ruins, like, there's, like, all these unsolved murders. The gangs are running rampant, you know?
Yeah, it's like really Detroit, like, 30 years ago.
Yeah, like, you know, like, Batman's really just got to clean it up.
Yeah, I feel it. So that's what's up. So it almost resonates a lot with, like, kind of the vibe of the Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, that's just only season one, though, because season two, I think we were going to have more of the, like, elemental kind of, like, villain vibe, right?
We're going to talk about bringing more of the classics, with more powers like Poison Ivy, Mr. Freeze.
Yeah, you know? More of just the elemental but classic villains. Yeah.
Make some more technical scientific shit come in.
And then
in.
Season three was supposed to be more on, like,
some more bio shit.
No, like on mental, like with Mad Hatter and, like, Riddler.
Scarecrow. Yeah, Scarecrow. Some more,
probably
yeah.
some Joker.
Some Hugo.
Yeah, some Hugo Strange. Like, the third season was going to be more mental.
I've never really liked Hugo.
Me either, honestly. I enjoy some of his shit, but it's like...
You can use him real well in some stories.
I never liked Hugo as the main villain, but I like him as a supporting...
Yeah, he's a great supporting villain.
I've always just felt like he was just like, you know... He was like a number two, you know?
Oh, no.
To Dr. Evil. I feel like there's always been... It's always he's always been there, but there was a bigger character.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like behind I've never seen him as the big
behind villain. It that was around. You know, a bigger villain that, you know, he was there fucking shit up, but like the depth to the other villains I feel is better.
Like even in Arkham City, you know, the game that's like they market like Hugo was gonna be the big bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out like Roz was actually the one funding it all. It was pretty much
There's always that back character.
Yeah, it's
always,
like, and that's what Hugo's the support. He's not actually the the definitive.
Mm-hmm.
But
I'm hyped about the new Batman games.
Oh, Gotham Knights?
Yeah.
You know, that's what Arkham people have been begging for is that co-op play. And that, you know, especially when they put Catwoman and Nightwing and Robin in back in, like, City. They won't want that co-op play. It could just go in.
Well, yeah, too. It's also like the dopeness of just playing as the characters and having the skins. Yeah, you're like, man, this shit is sick.
I kind of want to get it just for Red Hood because I would love to fucking play a legit Red Hood like that, you know?
Yeah. Yes, sir. All right, man. Anything else you want to talk about? If not, I might polish it up.
I think the most disappointing thing about all that, though, is that the fucking Gotham Knights game isn't going to be canon to the Arkham games.
It's not?
No, and it would make more sense if it was.
So are they just done with the Arkham games?
No, like
not
the
really.
Oh, my fucking God. Well, I can't believe I brought this up. Didn't bring this up earlier. I'm sorry. I got to cut everything off right now. Dude. Oh. The news.
What?
The fucking news, bro. Bro.
What do you want about?
Force Unleashed 3.
Oh, they're making another one?
Bro. It's
how
like.
How do you know?
It's subtle, but it's in the works. They've been talking about it.
How do you know?
They've been talking about it.
You've told me shit like they're making...
No, I know. I know, but this is new news. This is new news.
this is new news.
No, this
how
is
do you know it's real news?
This is
it.
New news.
I know. I can see it too, but I'm like...
No, they want to do it just to close it off. The story itself might not be canon, but they just want to close the story.
Yeah, because I mean, it's Legends. And, like, Disney doesn't do shit in Legends. I mean, they've done... little things here and there, like with Mando season 2.
They've made Starkiller like canon on cameo status.
Yeah, but like how but
just to like pay
Starkiller,
but they've only thrown canon to like pay homage. You know what I mean? It's not like official canon. Well, they've just been like, yo, dude, they've just been paying homage. That's it.
Well, you know that one Star Wars game, which one is it called?
God damn it.
One of those newer ones. You can make your own character. You fight the Inquisitor or some shit.
Oh, fucking Jedi. Yeah. Fallen Jedi, I think.
So I guess Fallen that Order? Was supposed to be...
Fallen Order. Fallen Jedi. Fallen Order. Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah, that was supposed to be Force Unleashed 3. I guess while they were doing it, they like kind of canceled it. Started making a Darth Maul game, right?
Well, it was also the same engineering for the Darth Maul game.
Yeah, and they started fucking making that Darth Maul game, and then, you know, they kind of put it into the Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah, and then with the EA thing.
But I'm still like, man, I want that Darth Maul game.
No, they're still thinking about that. I've seen things with that, but no, this fucking the Force Unleashed 3 thing, like that's a fucking it's a new thing. They're really talking about it, and it might be. For what we know, they're in talks about it.
They need to bring back that fucking Boba Fett game that got canceled.
Well, the Jango Fett game is sick.
There is a Jango Fett game.
I played it.
PS2, right?
Yeah, it's sick. Bounty Hunter. I have it.
Yeah, but like, I would like fucking reimagining, you know, like if
a remastered.
Yeah, remastered.
Oh, remastered? It'd be fucking so sick. If EA did that and remastered it, dude, it would be epic. It would be super epic. That game is so fucking awesome. It's just so fucking hard.
Yeah, it was ahead of its time.
Though. I haven't beaten it.
Dude, their fucking bounties and shit.
Dude, literally the only way I could beat it is I had to. They have cheat codes, right? But one of the cheat codes is like automatic all fucking chapters beaten. So I just put in that cheat code and I just fucking played it. And like if I couldn't beat it, I just played all the fucking cutscenes. But it was so goddamn hard, bro. Like legitimate on easy, like too fucking hard. Like, I spent probably 6 months trying to beat one fucking level, dude. And I just got sick of it. I was like, fuck this, dude. I'm putting in the cheat codes.
I feel you.
Like, dude, it was ridiculous.
I don't get that, though, because I'm too good at games.
No, but dude. Fuck you, dude. But no, like, you can even look it up. It's literally in, like, one of the ranked, like, hard. One of the hardest fucking games to beat.
You see that shit, boy? I webbed him up a bit, kicked his ass on the wall, and he stayed there.
God damn it. Playing Spider-Man while we're podcasting, dude. You sicken me.
I'm too good at it.
You sicken me.
No, but I do feel you, man.
It's too hard. That
game's too fucking good. It is hard.
It's good. Fuck, it's too good, but it's too hard, bro.
It was harder for us when we were kids.
And honestly, dude, it's not even like that hype. Like, when you beat it, like the ending to it, it's all just like at the ending, he kills like this fucking rogue Jedi that went Sith, and that's like how Count Dooku gets Azaj Ventress. What's the name?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Azaj Ventress.
You basically said it.
All right, I can't remember right now, but
yeah. Fucking. People just call it Ventress.
Ventress, but that's how like he gets those fucking lightsabers, and then he just talks to Jango, and he's like, "Would you like to lead my clone army, or like whatever the fuck?" And then he's just like, "Yes, but I want a son with no growth enhancements." And then he's like, "All right, done." And that's the end of the game.
I mean, it all ties in.
Like, it's cool, but it's like, man.
No, I'm not talking about story-wise. I'm talking about it's just cool to be able to play
Jango exactly
in that world and exactly beat him.
See, now like, you're coming. Now you're like on my level with just appreciating it.
Yeah, I mean, like the story's not all that great, but man.
No, but it's fucking fun. Yeah, it's definitely fun.
Playing as him, solid.
Yeah, it just sucks when you get to those levels and you're like, dude, what? Like, why? Hey, this isn't even fun. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, this is bullshit.
But like, just imagine like a good ass fucking bounty hunter game. Maybe you could make your own bounty hunter. You could like have a set amount of planets you could go to, you know, get your fucking bounties. Because they could do it even better nowadays. You know, some like Spider-Man 4 graphics, like how they're going through the fucking alien cities and shit.
Yo.
Like, they could have all the different fucking.
I ain't watched the new season of Mandalorian, but I know what the fuck's going on. But now they're working on the Boba Fett series. They're about to start filming like right now.
Because they already brought him back for Mando.
Well, yeah. But they want to show like how he got out of there and everything.
Yeah.
Which is fucking sick.
They're doing Cobb Vanth. Well,
you know they've done that before, though. Like, they showed he survived the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, that's.
Well, it is canon, but I just love that they're making it. Like,
I mean, it's canon now. It was Legends originally.
Yeah, so but like in Legends, Cobb they Vanth have them.
But I love that they're doing it. You know what I mean? They're fucking doing it.
Does anybody remember Cobb Vanth?
Yeah, Clone Wars. He's in Clone Wars.
He's also in the fucking Mando season 2.
Yeah, fuck it up.
Hey, did you ever figure out like where Mando's second place? Like how long after? Like...
It's after 6, but before 7.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like shortly after 6.
Or they could put fucking Cody in that shit.
Yeah, they're thinking about even doing a younger Luke.
They're trying to put like everybody in that, dude. They've thought about putting fucking even Darth Maul up in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's alive during that shit.
So. Yeah, no, they're even trying to work on a Disney Plus series for Darth Maul.
I hope they do, man.
Dude, it'd be so fucking sick.
I heard that so many people.
He's one of the best characters, and they're finally like acknowledging him.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean. They did in Rebels. They started to in Rebels, and then they finally did with the last season of Clone Wars, And it's like, it's happening. And then they did it a little bit with the Han Solo movie.
I didn't say only the last season. I said the last two or three seasons.
Oh, well, no, but I mean, in Clone Wars for sure, but the last season was like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, he's important. Like, he's a good fucking character.
But, like, I dig how they show all the stuff Sidious taught him, and he could just make a small empire that quick.
Yes.
You know, hitting all those, you know, like the Black Sun and the Huts, the Pikes and shit like that. And you're all like, all right, you know, he's making moves, you know?
Well, no, dude, he is a powerful Sith, man. And he had the potential to be, like, one, like the greatest.
Yeah, like, he definitely did. Like,
he was very powerful.
If he didn't,
that's
get
why
cut
like
in half.
That's why like I. That's what I love. Like they redeemed him a lot for sure. Because like Phantom Menace like does him dirty.
Well, dude, Phantom Menace gives him the best fucking like live action lightsaber fight.
And just
of
like
all
yeah,
like mm-hmm. I still say that's the best choreographed.
It still is ranked fight. As one of the best fight scenes.
I still think it is like
in movies
I love
in
that.
General.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still say, like, out of all the Star Wars, you know, lightsaber duels, you know, Obi-Wan and Anakin on Mustafar, that's up there. But fucking Darth Maul, it's gotta be my top shit.
Oh, yeah, dude. I remember watching this little kid being like, dude, this is fucking sick. I remember being, like, afraid of Darth Maul as a little kid.
He always reminded me of, I don't know if you ever saw that old show Charmed. It's like this show about like three witches. My mother used to watch
it. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Well, one of the witches had a boyfriend, and like when he turned into his demon form, he looked straight up like Darth Maul.
Dude, even Lucifer, when he turns into his devil form, if you put some black on his face, he looked like Darth Maul.
No, but like her demon boyfriend, his two colors were red and black.
Oh yeah.
And he had horns. He looked just like Darth Maul.
No shit.
His name was, I forget his name, but I saw him before I saw the Phantom Mantis. When I first saw Darth Maul, I was all like, is this the dude from Charmed?
Alrighty, boys. I'm going to lock it up. It's been fun. Been a good episode. Glad we got to have Tyler on it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Got the boy Seth. All right, man. Killing it, Spider-Man. We out.
Peace. I got the